We're doing Tehillim. We're up to the 74th chapter. Maskil Lasaf. Already with the traditional tune?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay.
I like it.
Maskil Lasaf. We have the following song. The word Maskil is the intro to a song that was composed by Asaf, which might have been one of the children of Korah. Lama Elohim Zanachta Lanetzach. Why, Hashem, have you distanced yourself? Have you forsaken us forever? Yeshanapecha Bitzon Maritecha. And it seems your anger is smoking against your sheep, the sheep that are waiting for you to guide them. So David HaMelech is speaking about a period where the feeling is that Hashem has left His people, the feeling is that Hashem is punishing the people. So Asaf over here in Tehillim tells us, Lama Elokim Zanachta Lanetzach. Why, Hashem, have you left us and it seems it's forever? Zechor Adatcha. Hashem, please remember, we're your congregation. You took us to be your nation way back when. You took us out of Egypt. You redeemed us, and we are your portion in the world, right? Hashem says, you're my representatives. You're the ones who represent God in this world. The mountain of Zion, which was your resting place, so to speak, your home, and we asked you to remember that. Hashem, pick up your feet, so to speak. Pe'amecha, ta'amin means feet. Hashem, pick up your feet. And lemashuot netzach, darken the enemy for eternity. Kolera oyev bakodesh. We expect, Hashem, you should harm the enemies who are hurting your holy of holies, your Beit Hamikdash. Shagu tzorerecha bekerev moadecha. Within your Beit Hamikdash, your enemies roar. Our sages say, Titus, Nebuchadnezzar, they ran around yelling like a wild animal around the temple. Here I am, I conquered God's home. Shagut zorerecha, your enemies yell, bekerev moadecha, in the midst of your designated place, your Beit HaMikdash, Hashem. Samu ototam otot. And when they were victorious, so then they thought, look at that, our magic, our sorcery must be so powerful, it overcame the Jewish God. So, that, says David HaMelech or Asaf, Hashem, how could you let that happen? Yivada kemevi lemala bisvachet kaudumot. They came with axes and they thought that they're going to just hack trees and bring them to burn down the Beit HaMikdash. Says David or Asaf, Yivada, may you view it as kemevi lemala, as though they brought it up before your holy throne. Bisvach Eitz Kaldumot, as they hacked down the wood with their axes. Ve'ata pituche ha'yachad v'chashil v'chil lapot yalomun. And as the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, so the enemies would come and bring hammers to knock out of the walls all the gold that was engraved into the walls. So Ve'ata, and now, pituche ha'yachad, the different engravings together, v'chashil v'chelapot yalomun, they bring their different hammers to knock them out of the wall to take that gold and silver. So the Navi, Asaf, is describing the moments of destruction. And I don't know if we can even imagine what it was like when the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Everyone stood back and expected that if a non-Jew touches the Beit HaMikdash, they're going to drop dead. How could anyone go in there and stay alive? The Kohen Gadol didn't stay alive if he wasn't worthy. So that's what Asaf is describing. He says, Hashem, you've left us. You've left your anger at us. Shilchu va'esh mikdashecha. They've taken your temple to fire. They've put fire to your temple. La'aretz chilelu mishkan shemecha. They've desecrated your temple down to the earth. Amru velibam ninam yachad. They said to themselves, oh, now we are the powerful ones. We've overtaken the Jewish God. Sarefu chol mo'adeyel ba'aretz. They said, look at that. We were able to destroy all the different temples, Batei Mikdash, Batei Midrash, Batei Knesset. When Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the first Beit HaMikdash, he thought, I've finished them off. When Titus destroyed the second Beit HaMikdash, he thought, I've finished them off. Moadei Kel, the different places where the God has set up his home, we've taken them all down. Ototeinu lo ra'inu. We don't see the signs, Asaf says. You promised us all the wonderful salvations that are yet to come. We don't see them. In od navi velo itanu yodea adma. We don't see a prophet here to tell us how much time is left. When are we getting out? And no one here really knows when the exile is going to be over. So as is customary for the sons of Korach, they're long-sighted. They see out into the distant future what's going to happen. The sons of Korach often talk about the great suffering of the final exile, the great redemption from the final exile. Here too, that is our topic. We don't have a prophet anymore. No one really knows when it's going to be over. Admatay Elohim Yecharef Tzar. Till when, Hashem, will you let our enemy blaspheme? Yenetzoyev Shimcha Lanetzach. Will you let the enemy blaspheme your name for eternity? That is the question of the final exile. Our contention, our difficulty with Edom is that it seems like they're just going stronger and stronger. It's hard to see where the end is. Lamatashiv yadecha v'minecha mekerev chikcha chalei mekerev chikcha chalei. Why, Hashem, do you hold back your hand? You could hit him. Ribon Shalom, you could do it. Why aren't you doing it? So, this has been our history. This chapter is the description of the last two millennium. The Jewish existence, where the nations kept tormenting us, and we kept saying, Hashem, we know you can do it. Hashem, please don't leave us. Ve'elohim, malki mikedem. Hashem is really my king. He's always been here. Poel yeshuot bekerev haaretz. And Hashem does do amazing things in earth. Atafurata ve'ozecha hayam. Hashem, you caused the sea to crumble. Shibarta rashei taninim alamayim. You broke the heads of these huge, call them snakes, on the waters. That's the idea of the Egyptians, that the waters came crashing down and Hashem destroyed them with the waters of the Yamsuf. No. Ataritzatzta rashei Leviathan. Hashem, you bashed the head of the Leviathan, which is also a big snake. And who's that a reference to? Paro. You bashed him. Titenenu machal le'am litziyim. You've given the nation who is litziyim. Different understandings, whether litziyim means the nation who was desolate or the nation who was divided into camps. Different understandings of what the root of the word litziyim, whether the root is tziya or the root is tziyim or tzim. So you gave him over to be consumed by the Jewish people who were desolate until then. Yes?
Are we saying the Leviathan is a giant snake as opposed to a giant fish?
I think we're saying both. There are fish which are snakes. There are snakes which are fish.
Sea snake.
I don't know. I'm saying, is a crocodile not similar to a snake? Is an alligator not similar to a snake?
I'm sure that we would figure it out if we actually saw it.
You say crocodile similar to a fish? Like,
well, he likes
anaconda. But they can live on the...
Is a tanin like a, just a modern word for an alligator? Or is it like
I don't know. I don't know. Don't know. The pasuk says a tanin nagadol arovetz betoch yorav. So it certainly sounds like tanin is also an animal that lives in the Nile. On the other hand, you have places where tanim sound like they're jackals. Yeah, I don't know. Atavakata mayan vanachal Hashem. We know you have the power because you split the rock so that you'd give the Jewish people mayan vanachal. You'd give them a stream. You'd give them water. Hashem, you dried up the waters. If it's the Yam Suf, if it's the Jordan, whenever it was necessary, you did that. So you interfered in the world. And yet now, you're choosing not to interfere. That's the theme of this chapter. Why, Hashem, have you chosen to stay back? Lechayom, af lecha laila. You own the day, you own the night. You own it when it's good, you own it when it's bad. Hashem, you're in charge. You're the one who prepared the light of Torah. You're the one who prepared the light of the sun, the moon. Any source of light in our life is yours. So it means, Hashem, you created a world. You didn't want us in the dark. You gave us lights. You didn't want us without Torah. You gave us Torah. So you gave us different needs. Now we're asking you, Hashem, get involved in this need. We as a people need you to come and help us out. Hashem, you created the boundaries of the earth so that every person can find a place to live. You created the seasons. The seasons are important, right? Germs get killed in the winter. The rain causes things to grow. There's an importance in the heat. There's an importance in the cold. Zechozot Oyev Cheref Adonai. Hashem, remember please how your enemy has blasphemed you. Ve'am Naval Neatzu Shemecha, and the nation over here, this pitiful nation that has blasphemed towards you, Hashem, remember that. Al Titen Lechayat Nefesh Torecha. Don't let your people, the Jewish people, to be given in the hands of the enemy. Don't al titen lechayat. Don't give the wild animal. That's how he's calling the nations. Nefesh torecha, the soul of your people who learn your Torah. Chayat aniyecha al tishkach lanetzach, the life of your people, your impoverished people, you should never forget. Beit laberit, Hashem, we ask you, pay attention to the covenant. You made a covenant with our forefathers. That's what we say on Pesach, right? We mentioned v'hi sham de lavatenu v'lanu. Why is that important? It was an ancient covenant that took us out of Egypt. No, it's important till today. The same covenant is what takes us out of our troubles till today. It wasn't only a covenant about Egypt. It's an eternal covenant. Beit laberit, Hashem, please take note of the covenant you promised our forefathers. We're up to the final three psukim. He says, because Hashem, the earth has become so darkened. We live in an exile. We live in situations where we are constantly plundered. Think back to our rich history of 2,000 years of pogroms, wherever we were. Be it Chmelyanitsky, be it the Tachvitat. We've been through a lot of bloodshed. You know, we go to sleep at night. We don't wonder if we locked our front door. That's a huge blessing. For generations of Jews did not have a life like this. It's been almost 2,000 years since we had a life like this. So we had golden eras. We have to realize we're living in a golden era. We in Israel are living a golden era today. It's an extraordinary golden era like we've never experienced before. And we hope it'll only get better, right? In every golden era, people believe it'll get better. That's the problem. That's the danger with the golden era. Here, we have other reasons. We pray it should only get better. But the Navi over here is describing Hashem. We look to your covenant because it's been so dark. the life of a Jew for the last 2,000 years has been very dark. Ne'ot Hamas, wherever people live, they know they're threatened to be plundered. They were at the will of the head of the manor. They were at the will of the pogroms. They didn't have too much they could do for themselves. Al Yashov Dach Nichlam. When a person is impoverished in exile, he shouldn't be shamed in his prayer. Hashem, please accept our prayer. Ani ve'evyon yalelu shemecha. We who are so impoverished will praise you as you answer our prayers. Kuma Elohim riva rivecha. Hashem, we await that you should arise and fight your battles. We always stress to Hashem, our battle is your battle. Our name is your name. If they hate us, it's because they hate you. There's nothing about the Jew that people hate. What they hate is that we're connected to you, Hashem. That we're monotheists, we go in the way of the Torah. Fight your battle. Zechor chirpatcha mini naval kol hayom. Hashem, remember their despicable statements against you. And finally, Asaf ends the chapter with Al tishkach kol tzorerecha. Hashem, don't forget their voices. When they're victorious, they yell against you, Hashem. Sheon kamecha ole tamid. Hashem, you should hear how they yell against you, the noises they make. And as you remember them, so you should remember to save us. So that's an outline of this painful chapter of Tehillim, where Asaf speaks about, don't leave us, Hashem. Remember us. You did great things for us in the past. Now, recognize how they're yelling in your temple. They're so happy to break down the Beit HaMikdash, and they think that's it. They're the winners. Hashem, you've shown us how you can get involved. Dry up the sea, put down Paro, destroy his nation, save us. So now, we turn to you, Hashem, and say, look at how we're suffering. Hashem, help us get out of this state. That's this chapter of Tehillim.